All right. After a full year of stumping and sniping, only 25 days remain before the crucial Iowa caucuses. If that makes you sad, cheer up. The latest data suggests that the Democrats are still so divided that the primary may go on and on for another 6 months, with no nominee until the very end of July's national convention in Milwaukee. One of the worst outfits when it comes to people to choose from.
Outfits?
Yeah, just the nominees is
what I'm saying. Oh, I was about to say, you talking about somebody's fit?
No.
Okay.
Talk about their fits too.
None of their fits.
None of their fits are that engaging. All right.
Gotta talk about Elizabeth Warren's fits now.
Her fits. But no, it's just it's everyone on the dais is they're not trash. That now be going too far.
Yeah.
But there's no one that's truly convincing. I guess if you want to go from Bernie before, my only thing with Bernie is very old and I can be petty, even though this isn't petty. Bernie said, "F my reparations." So even though he's being a realist. Like they say in the song, lie to me.
Lie to me.
Lie to me. All right. But no, the part of the problem, let me just go with that real quick. Part of that problem is I feel like here in America, it's always easy to be like, you Negroes just deal with it. And I mean, to me, I don't think that's the sentiment that he's trying to convey, but that's what was conveyed to me when he's saying that. Mm. So in that, it makes me kind of like, but out of all of them, I would say I like Elizabeth Warren. I don't know how well she's going to be able to work. If you think Barack Obama had a hard time getting things going across, they're going to come down on her. Bernie would probably have, and they'll come down on any of them, but Joe Biden would have the easiest time. Then I would think is Bernie. Joe Biden being a centralist would have the easiest time, and he knows how to maneuver and schmooze with people across the aisle.
Yeah.
But so I guess, again, if you put a gun to my head, I would probably go Elizabeth Warren, then Bernie. If you put a gun to my head, that's probably which way I go. Which way would you go?
Well, I wholeheartedly think Joe Biden's going to get the nomination.
Yeah, we said that before.
That's just going to happen. My personal druthers, I'd probably go Elizabeth Warren first, but the whole thing with the healthcare, she's kind of walking it back a little bit. And I've said this a while ago. I was like, listen, you could get quote unquote universal health care in this country, you just go ahead and just keep pushing the Affordable Care Act. But her whole thing is, and also this is, I think it's going to be a downfall to Bernie Sanders too, is yeah, they're talking about people losing their health care. They like their health care plans and things like that. You got to remember about all the people that work in the health care industry. That's a lot of people that work in the health care industry. And you telling people like, oh no, we just going to go Medicare for all. What about all those jobs? And the healthcare industry is one of the fastest growing or at least most stable industries as far as job creation in this country for like the past 10 years. Wait, probably.
Least most stable?
No, most.
You
most,
just said, yeah. You said
oh, I'm least sorry, most I'm sorry. Stable. Probably the most stable, progressing industry as far as employing or hiring people. So if you turn around and say like, oh yeah, we're going to go Medicare for all, what about all those people? They're going to be possibly out of a job or at least a good percentage of them. So that's why I think Bernie's not going to fly. Really, the dude that I would love to rock with, and we talk about a lot on this show,
Yang.
And I'm telling them, robots are coming.
Yeah, I'm with
Andrew
you,
Yang.
I think he should be vice president, and then we can get him in.
I think somebody might look at him. I don't know about vice president, but they might look at him probably for a cabinet position.
I would like to
somewhere
see
like a cabinet. I don't know if he has enough.
Right. He needs to get into politics for real now.
Because remember, this is the thing, though. If you want to win a Democratic nomination, you got to get black folks, especially black women, and their numbers are just too low, and they're just not hitting. I know Andrew Yang is always talking about $1,000. Like, yeah, that's cool. All right. That's even if you can get it to go, because a lot of people don't think you could.
Get my Anchorage, Alaska on.
Yeah. That would be love. You know what I'm saying? People actually think about it.
Welfare.
But their numbers, I'm sorry, not the numbers, but the, yes, they are, yeah, they are, the polling with the African-American community is just too low. So that's why I think Bernie's going to be there, because he's polling well with African-Americans. I think Elizabeth Warren numbers are kind of going up. But Joe Biden is that dude. I would say this much. Michael Bloomberg ass needs to go.
He knew that from the
minute. He needs to go. Ain't no black folks or brown folks. None of us is voting for this dude, and he was up there pushing and just going to come around talking about, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about the whole thing of top and frisk. Get the fuck out of here. Beat it. Just beat it.
No, just the way the politics have gone in like the last 4 years, with the last election, Biden's.
Yeah.
That's headlines. That's clickbait.
Yeah.
That's all that.
Yeah, Biden has the credentials out of all the other candidates for the Democratic Party. He credentials seems like, to suck, I'm Sid. Saying,
when you say credentials. But Shuddy was like, lock all of us up, brother.
But see, here's the thing. Like,
that's not the credential I fuck off.
I get all that. I'm not saying the man is perfect, but, you know.
That's not perfect. That's fucked up.
I get all that, but he has the temperament to take down the big bully of the Republican Party, so not the other ones just seem to, they don't have that it factor. Some folks have the it factor, others don't.
I think if Bernie could turn, problem is we wasted Bernie.
Yeah.
We should have ran like
for that idiot.
That's a great idea.
Once you got somebody, the same thing that happened with Hillary and Barack, because before that, I'm like, man, he not beating her. Once Barack went through, I don't know if it was Iowa, wherever he got hot at, I think it may have been Iowa initially, and it was like, whoa, he may have a chance. And then the tie was like, no, he's the hot thing. Go with him. Anyway, Jason Kessler is returned to the flip. We are discussing the Democratic nominees and how this is going to go all the way until Milwaukee, until we finally pick one. And we're basically giving our displeasure of who we don't like and who we do like. Jason.
So who do you like and who you don't like?
Who should it be?
Yeah.
Well, earlier in this process, I was very much on the Elizabeth Warren train, mm-hmm. but then she decided to take everything back. And I'm just like, come on.
Yeah.
People are already accusing you of being a Republican because you were one. At least stand by what you believe in now so that we're not all just wondering, what's she actually going to do?
Well, she kind of has to do that, though.
Yeah.
She can't just say all that crazy stuff and think that
but it's some
Central America is going to come along with her.
Right.
So she has to be like, I'm not as batty as y'all think.
I mean, but those are her... That's her demo. Yes. She's a white girl from Oklahoma, despite what she tried to tell you for so long.
Hey. Cherokee.
Yeah. Joe needs to ride off into the sunset. That's one thing.
He's
sure.
the nominee.
He's the nominee. You know that, right?
Not gonna work.
Hey,
it's not gonna work.
You don't think it's gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
People have to
have guts.
I agree with that.
I'm afraid of Mayor Pete Buttigieg. I just read a scathing article from The Root about the way in which he just thinks black people are invisible because of how they treat the South Bend Police Department.
We don't rock with Mayor Pete in the Dan Davis to Flip area.
Pete is a no-go.
Yeah, we know his South Bend antics.
Who else is still in this? I feel like everybody dropped out all at once.
Sanders? Bernie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm leaning that way. I originally wasn't going that way because I was like, Bernie, you got to read the room. Like, this isn't the election cycle for old white men. But like I said,
it's not.
Elizabeth Warren just kind of wrecked it. She wrecked her. She like, if I'm going to be like the embodiment of like progressive and millennial, she's made me be like, come on, at least stand by what you believe in. Mm. You know, I'm not going to like, this is a better candidate, better nomination than Joe Biden, better than Buttigieg. Not better than Elizabeth Warren, but it at least gives me... At least Amy Klobuchar stands by what she's talked about.
Mm.
I don't necessarily get excited by what she's doing. I also don't get excited by her throwing shit at her underlings.
A comb?
She
ate a salad with a comb one time.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's all this, like... You know, we treat women more harshly than men, but I think that's one instance where if, like, a guy had done that, like, I don't know that would... What am I missing?
Nothing.
Oh, just random college basketball when it's not March. Skip it.
Number 14, baby.
Skip it.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Who's got the best chance of beating him on television? Donald Trump.
They're out of the race.
They are.
I said this the whole time. It was always Kamala. Kamala would make it
Kamala.
A conviction. Sorry.
Yeah.
She would make it a conviction.
If you're going to date your sisters, you got to know how to.
Sorry. The one I date's name is Jessica. So that's just like. Not the rest whatever. Of Kamala.
Yeah. Right. No, I agree with you.
That's actually part of it. Why it's in my head, I think.
I was actually. Kamala was my number one pick. It was Kamala, Elizabeth Warren, then Andrew Yang. And then I always said the best person to kind of like just go after his ass and prosecute, and that's what she is, a prosecutor, I think it would have been Kamala Harris. But she's not there. Now, I will say this, though. I think she's still on the short list for vice president. But the ticket that I'm seeing right now, is probably Joe Biden and Kamala or Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar. I think that's probably going to be the ticket.
Can the Yanger beat Trump?
Cruz, Castro.
One-on-one? Nah, probably not.
Wait, who's one-on-one?
Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang.
Oh, God. He couldn't win his way out of a wet paper bag.
Oh, there you go.
That man has no intellectual backing for what he believes in.
You don't think so?
He's stealing from other people's ideas and dumbing
it down.
That's
true.
I do not stand by. Silicon Valley will not get us out of our problems. Like, of all of the people that are in
the TV show?
Love the TV show. But you don't think so you think it's a pipe dream for the what do you call it? Freedom dividend?
It's like basic living wage or whatever.
That's,
that's not the
universal
point.
Base income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
UBI.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
It's the this will save us, not getting Medicare for all, not actually reforming the system. We'll just give everybody $1,000 and the free market will figure it out. No, sorry. Also, he's a tech guy that doesn't actually believe it, like, doesn't actually read the analytics and know the science behind what the future looks like, which is alarming. He's doing scare tactics for automation.
Robots are coming. I just saw a video. A robot made 300 pizzas and baked them.
He's a lazy candidate.
Jobs are gone.
And he's a lazy, unprofessional person. Okay. And he just offends me on a very basic level.
It sounds like it. We kind of like him.
Right? I like Andrew Yang.
He really blew his ass up.
We can do better. Right? We can all do better.
My thing was, I don't like any of them enough that remain. Actually, if you throw in the ones that were there too, I'm kind of like, on all of them. It's kind of, no one is hitting it out the park enough for me to be like, I mean, I'm going to vote regardless,
right?
But when I want to see someone galvanize the Democratic Party, I don't see that person, and that's kind of, I think, is what is concerning.
The only one that's galvanizing the system, because it's kind of like, this is what we got, this is what we want, we got to get Trump out the office, is Joe Biden. That's the only one.
Don't see it happening.
I'm not saying that he's going to galvanize. I don't think he's going to tickle your fancy. I'm not saying that at all. He's not going to tickle your balls. He's not going to do that at all.
What the hell is going on, brother?
That's very true.
Hey, there's conspiracy about that.
That's why I said that, because I think, you know.
What are we talking about?
You know how Joe might like to touch people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just a low.
I just said, do we got a Joe Biden ball tickling?
There's a conspiracy. No. He's a petter ass.
Oh.
So since we're going
to. He's a what?
A what?
Petter ass.
A petter ass?
Yeah.
Petter ass?
Big Lebowski? No.
Break it down for us.
It's a fancy way of saying pedophile.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear. Allegedly.
So while we're going through all this allegedly stuff, I got to give you some scoops from my transit life. Because last night on the train, I had somebody being like, you know, the only way Obama becomes president is because he's secretly gay. I was like, I'm just like,
what?
With the popcorn meme. Yeah, I'm on the red line last night after you dropped me off from Kyle's birthday party.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, yeah, I know he's got two kids and a wife, but it's going to come out. The only way you let a person of color around power is if it's some other thing in the closet. Ooh. Like that. And I was like, this is some weird street theory going on right here.
Was it a person of color saying this?
Oh, yes.
It's funny
that street theory. I gotta use that.
People of color always.
Yeah. Hashtag street theory.
It's got to be Illuminati or something. A black person can't just get there. Also, half black. If he was a whole black, he wouldn't have got there.
See, if they've been saying that, I would have been less shocked. But over here, you know,
if they was like, "That's a whole black," they'd be like, "It would have been Hillary would have won that one." Believe that. White people were telling themselves like, "He is half of us," and then when he got in, it was like, fuck that, he's the N-word. Right, as soon as the Tea Party got going, it was like, he ain't one of us.
We all know the profile. It was when, forgive me, the professor who does that You're Finding Your Roots show got arrested.
Dr. Henry Louis Gates.
Yeah, they had that sit down with the white cop.
The beer.
Yeah, they've done
beer
analytics.
Something.
Yeah, the beer summit.
Beer summit.
And that was the moment where white America, or at least white America that thinks that Trump's a good idea, showing my ass, but that's okay because I don't care.
Right.
That's when that white America was like, well, we can't have that now. We can't have two black men shaming a white man for doing something wrong, even though that's not really what was happening.
No, it wasn't.